She's a
so we live, baby.
We live, baby.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, what up, though?
Hey, niggas. Welcome back. You're hype today. Hype bees.
I don't know where I must have just got it from you, because you know I'm going through it right now.
But anyway, hey, y'all. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Jody.
We remember to introduce ourselves these past few episodes. Pats on the back.
Pats on the back. This is the Kindred Spirits Podcast.
So how's your week been?
I mean, it's okay. We're here.
I'm here.
Some things could be better, but we're going to keep on pushing.
We're going to be encouraged.
That we will. How's your week?
I can't really complain about anything other than microaggressions in corporate America. And how I'm not the one or the two. I have to give myself, like, daily pep talks, Jody, to not politely cuss people out.
I had a good past weekend, but my week so far has been shitty. Shitty week.
Well, it's going to get better. We're gonna be positive and speak positivity into the rest of your week. See, I'm being a positive Patty. This is rare.
I can be positive after a glass of wine. Then I can be positive. Maybe I need to go to, what is it called? Not AA.
Girl, bad.
Like wine Anonymous, maybe? I don't know.
Girl, they don't have that. It's AA. Mm-hmm. And that we would send you to AA if you had a problem. I wish somebody would go to AA and be like, my name is Mary, and I have an addiction to wine. Everybody will cuss her ass out.
But some people do have a wine problem. Like, that's how you can become a lush. Them white women who, them stay-at-home white women who man be cheating on them, and they live in $1 million houses, but they act like they got a good life. Them the ones that be drinking wine at 9 a.m.,
Well, I drink wine at 9 a.m. sometimes.
But not every day.
Well, a couple weeks ago. Not every day, though.
They do it every day.
I don't know why. Because, like, if I was in a situation where I was married to a billionaire and he was cheating on me, I would just go get me another house built somewhere and divorce him.
Girl, if only it was that simple.
Maybe, yeah, you know, I lived in, like, a warped reality where I think it's so easy to walk away from people.
They will come and when get they pull bullshit. They will come and get they money and leave you high and dry.
Well, speaking of billionaires, that whole topic brings me to, like, a conversation I was having with some peers of mine, coworkers, the other day. First of all, I shouldn't be talking to coworkers, except for, I got a couple that I'm cool with, but I was having a conversation with a couple of young ladies the other day. One of them was kind of venting to me about a situation she was going through with a guy that she was dating, casually dating. Apparently, whenever they first met, he didn't disclose what he did for a living or, you know, the typical what school did you go to. They didn't have that kind of conversation.
Okay.
So they've been talking for like a month, and she just found out that he doesn't have a degree. And so she doesn't want to talk to him anymore because he doesn't have a degree, and obviously she's gone to college, graduated, has a big, fancy corporate job, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean. and so I typically let people say what they need to say before, like, even trying to get my opinion. Most of the time, I don't even really get my opinion because I feel like more people want to be heard more than anything. But I did end up kind of telling her that I felt like it was jacked up for her to not want to continue to talk to someone that you have good conversation with and you have a fairly decent connection with. I mean, now, granted, a month is just a month, but if it's someone that you were interested in until you found out that they didn't have this piece of paper, like, I did end up telling her that I felt like it was kind of jacked up for her to essentially write somebody and completely discredit that person in its entirety because they didn't go to college and did. So I texted Jody yesterday and I asked her, would she date someone who didn't have a degree or if they made less money than her? So I figured maybe we could kind of talk about
did not put in that last part. You just said degree. You might say nothing about the extra money.
Oh, I thought maybe I meant to bring in money. No, you know what happened? We had the janitor conversation. That's what happened. So y'all, before Jody even says anything, don't roll your eyes at me. You made me sick. So when we were having our conversation, I think people who've been listening long enough should be able to tell, like, I care about things, but I don't care about things at the same time. Your profession has nothing to do with my profession. It's great if you're, you know, I'm attracted to ambition. So I don't really care what you do for a living as long as it's legal and as long as you're operating with purpose. But she said to me, we were talking about it, and she said, Gabby, you would not date a janitor. And I told her, I don't really care. I would not really care. And she refuses to believe that I would not care.
Don't believe it. The only way I believe that she would ever date a janitor is if he had a trust fund somewhere and he had money and he just decided to be a janitor just for the shit of it.
So what I should probably said to you was I was thinking about it. Because I was like, why doesn't she believe that I would date the janitor?
Because I would date a
janitor as long as you...
Go ahead.
Now, granted, I have had some shady requirements in the past. Because I think about some of the stuff I used to say like 3 or 4 years ago. And I'll be like, ooh, girl, it is utter trash. But I would date a janitor if they were operating with a purpose. Like, are you a janitor just because you want to be a janitor? Are you a janitor because you're trying to, you know, are you a janitor because you're trying to pay for school? Are you a janitor because you're trying to, if you have multiple jobs and like you're trying to stack your money for your own business? Like, I think there's several different factors into whether I would date a janitor or not. And even at the end of the day, as crazy as it would sound, like, I don't really care how much money you make or what your profession is as long as you know how to budget your money. She is over here rolling.
I just did the Evelyn Lozada what she was saying. And she, like, fell out in the back of the chair.
I can't stand you. But no. It's not like I'm saying I'm going to go out here and be like, my next boo, he's about to be a janitor. Mopping floors, it looks so sexy on a man. Absolutely not. I am not on the prowl for a janitor. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't get really wrapped up in people's professions. It's not professions or degrees.
I don't think I necessarily don't get caught up in degrees anymore. But profession, I can't really say that I don't care about what you do for a living. Now, if you don't have a degree, I don't take that as serious as I used to. Like, I used to be, when I was getting a degree, like, when you're getting a degree, it's hard for you to think that, like, while you're in the thick of it, like, nigga, I'm out here busting my ass and trying to get somewhere, and to think that I would be with somebody back then who didn't have that, it was only because I was in the thick of it. But when you get out of that, you get older, you figure out really how the world works and how careers and jobs work, then you don't have to have a degree for me, but you do have to have a certain level. You have to be able to provide for yourself in a certain manner and provide for me in a certain manner as well. Like, I'm not going to sit here and sell y'all a dream that I'm that open-minded where I'm going to just take a nigga making $30,000. Yeah, that's a no for me. Sorry. It's just a no for me.
It's a hard no for you.
It's a hard no for me. I'm not saying that you... I think people sometimes, they meet people and you can have an awesome connection and you can quote-unquote fall in love, or have love for this person, but I just think that love doesn't always... Love isn't enough. Like, it's just
love
not,
never is enough.
It's not enough. And so, me knowing that love is not enough, there's some other things that you're going to have to bring to the table. So, I would be lying to you. The degree part, I believe that you can make a lot of money and not have a degree. And at some point, honestly, if you're with a great company, I've seen this firsthand that, like, if they want you and you do an awesome job at your job, and the only way it is for you to continue doing your job, they'll help you get a degree. So I think that you can start a career and provide for yourself fairly well without a degree. But when it comes to, like, a relationship with someone and talking to someone, it also depends on where I am in my life. Like, if I would have never gone to school, or if I was just kind of working, like, a minimum wage job, then my outlook on it would be different. But I just think it's weird. Not saying that it can't happen, and there's some women who it doesn't matter to them, like, but that's just not me. I'm never going to be one of those women who thinks that it doesn't matter, because it matters to me. The money part, or, like, the what you're doing part.
The what you're doing part is important only if you're operating, like I said earlier, with purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I've dated kids counselors before. I've dated men who've had, like, several different professions. I've had guys who had a mediocre income. I've also dated a very, very well-off guy. And I think sometimes when I tell people this part, they feel like whenever I say, well, I really don't care what your profession is, like, I would date you anyway, I think that they feel as though, you know, I guess me, I'm scarred in some kind of way because I've dated a well-off guy before, and that was, like, the worst relationship I could have ever been in my entire life. But I don't know. Just being transparent, is there's a possibility that that can be there. Yes, I get that, like, love is not enough to make a relationship work, by no means, and, you know, the financial aspect of it is equally as important as whether you love this person or even like this person. But I don't know. I guess maybe I've been conditioned to not be so caught up in a person's profession because I've dated a guy who every chance he could, he would tell me what he did for a living, how much money he brought, and what I'm saying? Like, if that kind of makes sense.
Profession, no. But, like, there's... To me, there's, like, levels to something. Like, to, I mean, I don't want to sound, like, vain or whatever. But it, to me, it's kind of like... What can you do to help to, like... If we're in this together and we're trying to build something. I'm all about building something together. And I want to be in love. I want to do all that shit. But I can build by myself. You know what I mean? Like, I can do this by myself. I can build by myself. So, if you're not giving me certain things, and to me, like, one of those is, like, what can you provide financially? So, if you can't do that for me, or you can't contribute anything, or what you can contribute really don't make that much of a difference or not, I just, it might be okay. I mean, it might be okay for a little while, but realistically, I mean, I just think people have, need to be realistic when they get into relationships or when they're considering talking to somebody if they want something greater. Like, you can go through phases and stuff where you talk to people and you really don't care. Like, maybe I can be at a phase in my life where I'm not trying to really build anything. I'm not really trying to be with anybody. So, at that certain time, I might not... It might be what it is. Like, I might talk to a drug dealer. Because at the point, at this point, I'm not really trying to... I'm just being real. Like, I'm not looking to be, like, with something serious. But if I'm at the point where... When I arrive at the point where I'm ready to, like, okay, I want to build with somebody. I want to build a life, a relationship, a love. Like, I want to build something. There's certain things. And if you are not bringing that amount of something to the table, then it's just kind of like, it's a no for me. I'm a pass.
Okay. So what a... Okay. So... Because here's my thing. Yeah, you can bring home a certain amount of money, but what are you doing with your money? Like, there's a lot of people, I know quite a few people who make, like, 6-7 figures, and I try not to be in people's pockets, because what you make and what you do with your money is none of my business. I don't want you to come over here calculating my books. But, what are you doing whenever, like, you're dating, seeing someone who doesn't necessarily know how to budget their checkbook? Oh, I sound like such an old lady checkbook. Because I wouldn't do it either.
I just wouldn't do it. Like your coworker in this sense where she's like, oh, I'm not going to date a man with a degree. Like, if he's making fairly decent money at this point and he has plans to build and, like, keep going, then I wouldn't mind that. Like, I wouldn't mind that at all. But if also on the flip side, let's flip it and say she's where she thinks she's, like, doing great, doing well or whatever in her career. And we can either do this one or two ways. I just don't think it would make sense for her, if we go back to the janitor scenario, if he was solely a janitor or if he was solely working at Burger King. To me, that doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't. Unless he has 2 kids and no one to help him and... See? Y'all talk about me. She talking about me, but if y'all can see her right now. Uh-huh. But, like you said...
I can do a child, but 2...
Okay, say he had a child and he has no one to help him, and maybe he has, you know, a full-time job, but maybe he has to flip burgers on the side. Then, and he has, like, and he has so many more other things, then maybe I can work with you. But if you're just flipping burgers at Burger King and don't have a degree, don't have any ambition or anything else, it makes no sense.
Right.
Like, that makes no sense for you to do that. But... And I'm where I am, and I'm, like, advancing in my career and trying to, like, get my stuff together, and I'm building on a future for myself, then no. Like, to me, it really comes down to, say how you want, call it what you want. It's really like, okay, so what can you do for me? What can you help me do? what can you, what are you going to input into my life? Like, what are you going to help me do? Because I'm over here doing it by myself. So when you, when someone, especially like someone that you're interested in comes into your life, they should be imparting something positive. They should be contributing to the situation. If you're not contributing to this situation, you can exit stage left. And that's just really how I feel about it. I mean, that's really what it is. We're here to, like, it should be, you should be giving something. And also with that, I will be giving something. But if you're not inputting, if it's dry over here, you're not pouring nothing, nothing's coming out, and it's dry, no thanks. No thank you.
If it's dry, ain't nothing we can do, period.
It's just not.
Sorry, you know I live in the gutter.
But, I mean, I wouldn't write someone off because they don't have a degree, but you gotta contribute something to the party.
Yeah, I'm really attracted to overly ambitious people. Like, the last, with the exception of, like, maybe one or two people that I've dated or talked to, everybody that I've ever entertained has, like, had goals, been, like, super ambitious. I've said this before, like, if you're not busy, I don't want to talk to you. So, yeah, I think I could do it if I felt like you had a plan, because I'm also somebody... I think you're the same way too, Jody. I'm someone who I want to see people grow and excel, and I want to be like a part of that in any way, shape, form, or any way, shape, form, or fashion that I can possibly fit myself into it. Not because I want to be like I was there on the come up, but because we have maturing spirits. So I want to help you. I want to continue to, like,
yeah,
keep you encouraged. And if there's anything I can do,
oh yeah,
I would be a part of that. But I don't know. I think I'm leaving a whole lot out of the story. But I think with the young lady that I was speaking with, she was, I hate to pull the age card, but she was a bit younger than me. And I think that she just really got caught up in the fact that he didn't have this little funky piece of paper. Yeah. I have a degree. Most of my friends have degrees. Going to college, I've always told people, is an endurance test. Unless you're trying to be in like a particular profession. For most people, it's an endurance test. I'm not going to sit here and act like, I'm not going to discredit you as a person because you don't have a piece of paper. Because I got my degree, I made fairly good grades, but there was one class that almost kept the kid from walking. Actually, I was going to walk regardless. The department head. I'm slow today.
I remember that class, but I don't remember that class.
He was tall, slender, had Coke bottle glasses. I cannot remember his name to save my life. You guys, I showed up to class on time. I stayed after. I got a tutor. Shit just was not clicking for me. I am a very poor test taker. That's one thing I suck at. I suck at taking tests. I can remember the material, but it's something about me and a test. I freeze up. I suck at it. But I've been failing the class. I've been going to his office, like trying to take up extra credit, all that jazz. We had this big presentation at the end of the semester that we were supposed to give on, can't remember what company. I've always been very good at presentations. I have no issues with public speaking unless I'm not in the mood to speak. But anyway, we had an exam that day, and then we had to do the second portion. For the second portion of the class, we had to give a presentation. And I think I must have had an exam before coming to that class. So, like, I had like maybe 2 hours of sleep. I had during that time, I was working full time, and I also was taking, what's that fashion class where you have to come up like your own clothing line? What was that called?
And you had to draw them motherfuckers?
Yes. So that I spent half of my night.
Bullshit. I hated that class. Yeah. Oh my God, I hated that class.
So I loved it because, you know, I originally started off as a design major. But anyway, I spent half of my night studying and half of my night trying to finish my last minute sketches because I also had a line presentation to do. Child, mind you, 2 weeks before this presentation, my professor pulled me to the side and told me that if I did not pass this presentation, I was going to fail class and I was not going to graduate. I wasn't going to walk because of this one. Like, you know how it was at Meredith where, like, if you didn't pass certain classes, it didn't matter what your GPA was. You were going to have to come back and take the class and they weren't going to let you walk.
Yep.
Private schools are a bitch. So get ready to do the presentation. Everybody's doing their part. Everybody's being really interactive. And all of a sudden it comes to my part and like I freeze up and I'm like everything that I had, all the knowledge I had retained the day before flew out of the window. I literally looked at my professor with like tears in my eyes and I was like, can I start over? And he told me no. So I ran out of the classroom and cried.
Oh my God.
It was awful. It was awful. I was so humiliated. Luckily, I was really cool with one of the girls on the presentation, in the presentation group. So she finished up my portion for me because we worked on it together. And so I didn't go back to class. I just knew I'd fail. I was like plotting and planning and scheming on how I was going to tell my mom that I wasn't going to graduate because of this one class. Long story short, I didn't know I was getting ready to graduate until I walked across. Until I came to graduation that day. And I'd already made up in my mind, because, you know, on graduation day, when they're lining everybody up, they have to account for everyone. I had already made up in my mind that my bold ass was going to walk regardless what they called my name, and I was going to act like I was some other girl. Because I wasn't about to embarrass my mama.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm.
But yeah, I almost didn't graduate because of that.
Well, I just think that you should date people too, like where you are in life and like what you need from life. Like, part of me doesn't fault that girl for saying she doesn't want to date a man with a degree, because maybe she attributes a degree to having a good job, and I think that's probably what it is. Like, she probably equates having a degree, she probably thinks that, like, oh well, if you get a degree you're gonna have this type of job. And I think that's why she says that. But I get her in the sense of she doesn't want to date a man, or she doesn't want to seriously try to be with a man who's not on the same level that she is. I commend women who are able to be with men who are, like, technically, like, not on the same level as them. And maybe like a couple levels down, because I couldn't be that girl.
My whole thing is like, what is this level? What are the levels? Like, I could be just be being very naive here. There's a possibility, but like, when did we get levels? I feel like because she sounded like she came from Meredith.
Well, levels, honestly, Gabby, they've been here since the beginning of whatever. Like, and honestly, we luckily now live in a day and age where the levels are pretty much more, they're not that far from each other. Like, you know me, and I love my my medieval and my Renaissance TV shows and stuff like that. I mean, back then, there was a huge gap So there's always been levels. Like, you can't, like, okay, so, you know, I've been watching my show Rain. Like, if I'm in French court, I can't date a peasant. You just don't. You just don't. Like, you just don't do it. Lords and ladies date one another. A lady doesn't date a carpenter. It doesn't work like that. Even if you find them attractive, you can have an affair with them, maybe, but a lady in the court is not going to date the butcher at the butcher shop in the village. It just doesn't work like that.
First, the butcher is always going to stay with money because people need meat.
Yeah, but it still wasn't that level of money. There's always been levels. There's always been someone, there will always be people who are richer and have more power than certain people. That's just the way the world works. I wish it wasn't that way, but I mean, that's just the way the world is. And maybe one day when this whole life is over, I think the levels are better now. But it's like, okay, if I am on a quote unquote level where I have a decent paying job, like, I don't want to really, really throw out numbers, but I can put a roof over my head in a nice place in a nice neighborhood. If I have a car note, insurance, rent, I got to pay this, I don't know, throwing out bills. And I meet a man who's at a point where he can't help me do half of that or any of that.
Now, I would say I would be with somebody who can't help me, like, but I also feel like, for me at least, that goes back to not how much you make, but what you do with your money. No, I'm not going to be with somebody who, if I get in a tight spot and I'm like, babe, I really need some help here, and you're looking sitting over here looking at me like, well, I don't know what you're going to do. Well, then what do I need you here for? That I do understand.
Yes. And I think that's where I'm coming from. And if we're just being realistic, like, it is what you do with your money, but also, like, you have to be making a certain amount of money so that you can do something with your money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think that's much to be said, but at the same time, you have to be making a certain amount for you to even, like, do other quote-unquote things with your money. Like, if someone's barely making it by, the last thing they're really going to try to do, unless they're just that giving, is give it away. And then we just had that conversation of, okay, you're making a lot of money, but you're giving it away. So then it's like, I'm looking at this whole conversation of, like, what can you bring to the party? If you're not bringing anything positive, or you're not bringing anything that's going to help me, like I said, I can do it on my own. And I've been doing it on my own. I'm not about to take care of anybody. Will I help you out? Yeah, but it's give and take. I'll help. Well, I mean, if I'm with someone and you need, like, if you need it, even if you can get it back to me, but you just need it right now. If I know that it's not something that happens often, or like, you my man and you need it and you've given to me, then that's a conversation and then we go from there. But especially if you asking me for many times and you're rarely, you know, reciprocating, then no. Like, it's just a no for me. It's just a no for me.
I've never had a guy come to me to ask me for anything.
No.
I don't know. I don't know how I...
The most I've had a guy ask me for is like, can you pick something up at the store on the way?
Oh, I mean, that don't count. With all...
But then again, but I have never been in a relationship with someone at this point in my life where they need like that. So that's another reason why it would be hard for me. Because I've been with men who they have.
Yeah, I've never had a guy need anything from me.
But honestly, though, like, just the way the world works and how it is, I'm sure there might be at some point. I mean, you hope and pray that it's never that way. And I'm sure some people hope and pray, or I'm sure for some people it's never been that way and never will be that way. But people can lose their job, I mean, tomorrow. And you go from making $100,000 a year to being homeless. I mean, we've seen it on the news. Like, we've heard stories. So it's not everything. And like I said, there's so many levels to this. But I just think that you just got to be smart on who you get with. Like, if you're okay with being the sole provider as a woman, then you're golden. You can date and you pretty much can do whatever. But if that's not the life that you're trying to live, then you're going to have to put some boundaries and some lines with in what you're dating and like how you're dating.
I don't think I would ever want to be I have no issue against women who are breadwinners.
Yeah.
Think I would want to.
Mm-mm. That's not the life for me.
But then that kind of, it kind of makes me, when I say that though, it kind of makes me feel as though I'm saying I want for women to make less money than men do. Like in some weird way, that's what it makes me feel like I'm saying.
No, I don't think so. But, because I see where you can get it from that angle. But I would, if it was up to me, like, I think the goal is to not have the gap be so big. At least that's how I look at it. Like, if I'm making $100,000 a year, maybe my man's making $120,000 a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're still bringing it to the table. You might be making a little bit more. Or maybe you've done more with your money or smarter. I don't know. It's so many factors. But I've always been that type of woman who I want my man to help take care of me and build with me. And if you can't do that, if you can't put your bottom bricks together, if you can't make that foundation good, then, and I'm already up here, I'm starting on the windows. If I'm installing the windows and your plumbing isn't done, it's a no for me. And so maybe that's how I'm going to look at it whenever I start seriously dating somebody. And at that point, you know what I mean? Like, I just would, and even like, I get how open-minded you are. Because I think I am too on certain things, but like, unless you're just crazy in love with this man, but love is blind, I really believe it.
We ain't doing crazy in love ever again, boo-boo.
So it's like, is your friend, I would want you to be with somebody who is on the same quote-unquote level as you are. Like, there's a give and take. Like, I would not want to see my friend, basically, I know my friend's, like, busting her ass every day, and she's making something of herself. And not to say that your man isn't making it, like, isn't trying hard, but when you look at the fruits of the labor, if you're bringing in a harvest every year, like, if you're bringing in a harvest all the time and the man that you're with is, like, not, and he hasn't even started.
That all goes back to ambition.
Yeah. And, ooh, one of my favorite episodes of A Different World.
Oh, my God.
This goes right into what you said. I wish I had it word for word, but basically Whitley and Dwayne were working on like something, some kind of event. And Dwayne, come back over here so I can look at you and tell you. Don't roll your eyes. And Dwayne basically said, asked Whitley, like, what do you look for in a man? And she's listed a couple, and one of the ones that she said was ambitious. And, you know, Whitley pretty much came from money. And Dwayne said, so you don't want a man who has money. And she said, that type of man is never broke. Like, that type of man, an ambitious man will never be without. An ambitious man will never, never be. I'll send you, if I can find a clip of it and send it to you, I'll send it to you. And if I find it before we put the show up. Just
for once, send me Whitley Gilbert.
I'll put it in the description box. But that is one of my favorite episodes because the qualities that she listed, she said, oh, honey, that type of man will never be broke. Or that type of man is never poor. That's what she said. I think it was, that type of man is never poor. An ambitious man will never be poor.
Point blank.
So maybe you start out work. Ooh, I was going to be real mean. I'm not going to do it.
You can.
I can't. So maybe you start out. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Is it going to include somebody's business?
It's going to include somebody's profession. And I'm not going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Because, no. I don't even know where you were going, but I could think of so many different avenues. Don't.
Like, maybe you start out at the bottom.
You reporting live from the gutter.
Maybe you reporting live from the gutter. But if you are ambitious, an ambitious man, you know what you want, you're a go-getter, you're a hard worker, you're not going to stay there for long. And also, I'm going to say this one for the people in the back.
In the cheap seats.
If you're trying to get it together and you're just starting out, now, there are some scenarios where it works out, but maybe you should be focusing on yourself and not trying to get in a relationship.
That's a word for this here today.
Maybe you should be focusing on you so that when you're
Girl, are you giving your Kendrick with love early?
Maybe I'm giving my Kendrick with love early, but I'm just saying. So.
I feel a rant coming.
I think we both have valid points, but. Like, both of ours goes back to ambition. And so, if you're ambitious, you're not going to stay there for a long time. You're just not.
Yeah, because I can't stay with you and your mom in the trap house. I'm not going to do that.
No, that's a no for me. See? See? You wouldn't date a man? You see? And maybe to some people... And see?
Me in the trap house?
And maybe to some people... Like, I'm sure to that girl... Her equivalent of the trap house is a man that having a degree. She dumb for it, but maybe that's what she equivalent. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But I date a man without a degree. As long as you gonna bring something to the party.
Can you bring something other than the soul size? Niggas love to bring the solo cups and ice. Like,
you gonna have to bring something else besides the paper products and the ice. What's the main dish?
Bring some chicken or something.
Bring some chicken, some ribs, some smoked sausage, and let's work on the sides together. I mean, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I think for both of us, even though we were going like two from right, all at the end of the day,
it circled
back to being ambitious. I hate a lazy nigga. I hate a lazy woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've already said over on this show a couple of times how I feel about people having too much free time, so... Maybe she'll get it together, though, because there's a lot of people out here balling with no degree.
Balling. Shot calling. Balling.
Listen, and that little piece of paper that you got, yeah, it's cute.
For the time being.
It's cute for the time being, but with the kind of economy, with the climate of today.
I feel like that worked for them niggas back then. It don't work for you no more, but that's another...
Our degree is almost like a GED.
Yep.
Almost. It's like a... And that's no shade to people who get a GED, because that is no small feat.
And it's commendable.
It's almost like getting a GED.
pretty much.
I pay back student loans for a GED.
Yep.
I say all the time, I hate that my mama taught me to have morals.
Yeah.
Because if a girl didn't have morals,
I would have been swinging from that pole a long time ago. I would have pulled.
Listen, I would have been retired by now.
So on Rain, so y'all, if y'all like stuff like that, if y'all like shows like that.
I would suggest Rain.
Huh?
I need to get into Rain this weekend because I'm not moving my car.
It's so good.
I've been going.
I need
to
watch
places.
It. I need to finish. I'm only on season 3, but one of the characters, she used to. This is kind of a spoiler. It's a spoiler, but it ties into what we're talking about right now. She used to be like really high up, highborn, and I won't tell you which character. But one of them used to be really high up and highborn, and she basically got stripped of all her lands and titles, and she basically had to make it on her own, and she couldn't go back to her family. And so she somehow is now a madam on the show.
She got to pop in that thing for some change.
No, she's not. She's the madam.
Oh! So she's running the business.
She's running the business. I'm like, yes, girl, yes. So, yeah, I would have been a madam.
Get your coin.
She had to do what she had to do to survive. But, yeah, if I didn't have morals and values, like you said, I would have been popping that pussy a long time ago.
A high class.
Would have had sugar daddies on like sugar daddies rats. On sugar daddies.
But yeah, I got morals and I come from a Christian background, though. There's not that there's anything wrong with people who have that as a profession. Because, girl, I could pay all my bills with one check.
If I could do it, if I could dig down deep and do it, I would do it. I commend y'all, honestly. This is no shade, no drag, no read. Like, I commend y'all for doing what y'all gotta do.
Because you can just pop it one time and then get on your private jet and be in Saint-Tropez by the next day. Where did I go wrong, I have to work so hard?
Being a stripper with no kids? All the racks that you get to go in your pocket? Girl, bye.
Listen, I don't have to take a whole class. Listen, if I had a stripper's body, had ass... You don't have to take no class because you're black. You should know what you're doing with that. Paid. I would be paid. I don't want
to
talk about
how I always used to say that. Me and my friend, Shanice, shout out to you. We always used to say that we would move to, like, a small town somewhere and be strippers. Like, where nobody knew us.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
It would have been lit.
I would go. I would go right on down to Magic City with my bald body, titty sitting, and go make enough money to pay for my cousin's college tuition. Sure would.
Yep.
See, I'd be a giving stripper. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I got all this money sitting here. Who needs school? Who needs that school paid for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who need that car note paid off?
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm average.
Oh, here we are. Well, anyways. You ready to move on to our music, our kindred note?
Yes, I am. What's your kindred note this week? Because I went first last time.
Well, we have a shared kindred note. And then I have several others that I want to mention. So do you want to do the first one together?
Yeah. So our kindred note is SZA, of course.
Of course.
God bless the goat. Control dropped last Friday? Yeah, last Friday. We've been waiting for so long. I think it's been like maybe 2 or 3 years. At least. No, Because her last album came out when I was in college. So it's been like 4 years since her last album came out. Oh, wow. And like, she's put out a couple Yeah, it's been a hot minute. She's put out like a couple of mixtapes, but Control is so good. It was everything I needed and more. I'm so glad it's out. What's your favorite songs on the album?
Ooh, you tried it.
My top song is, okay, so my two favorite songs, but my number one song is Sardin. Okay, so what's your favorite songs off the album?
The Weeknd is probably my favorite. I do love Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore was the first song that I liked when I listened to it the whole way through the first time. So that was the first song that like stuck with me. And then The Weeknd, and then I like Broken Clocks. And Normal Girl. I like Garden, but if I had to sing it right now, I couldn't remember it. I think it's one of those songs that I love when I listen to it, but I don't remember it. But yeah.
I learned all the lyrics in one day. I love Garden for two reasons. The lyrics are beautiful and they're very real. And since his grandma are the same person. Now. We're the same person. You ain't got shit to say to me, I ain't got shit to say to you.
Yeah, I think her, this album, I'll just say it in a whole, it's kind of where I am in life. Girl, it's kind of where I am. And I haven't had an album like that in a really long time. Like, it was where I am in life. How old is this?
I feel like it's an album. She's 26 or 27.
Okay.
I feel like it's an album dedicated to your 20s because my second favorite song, I love Broken Clock. My second favorite song is 20-somethings because it's for me, it's an all-encompassing emotion that I felt at some point in my life from, you know, transitioning and feeling like you're supposed to have everything and not having anything, and then there's the fear of like losing your friends that you've known for so long, but you guys are growing and moving in different directions. It really resonates with me. So that's my second favorite song. Wavy pisses me off.
Why? Because it's too short?
Because it's so good.
And it's short.
How are you gonna put James Fauntleroy on your album and only give us a taste? Rude.
I feel like Sid did that. What was that song on Sid's album? And I was
Drown.
Everybody was like, "Girl, what are you doing? What are you doing?" Listen,
Drown makes me forget that she's singing about a woman. This might be TMI, but like, I have to cut Drown off because
you forget Sid is gay. But that's the point.
Yeah,
whenever you listen to
it. You forget. And like the first few times I heard it, I was shook. I was like, let me cut this blasphemous shit off.
Girl.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the album. It took a couple listens for me to get into it. But it's finally, like, I would pick a song here and there. But, what day? Monday. I went to the pool on Monday. And I just, like, played it while I was in the pool. And I finally saw it as, like, a body of work.
Yeah. She's dope. She's so cute, too.
She is cute. So, who was another person that you wanted to shout out this week?
So, actually, two different artists. There's a lot of good music that came out this week, but these people didn't put out new songs. Do you know Dave B?
I don't think so.
He has a song called Worth It.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I've been bouncing back and forth between Dave B and Kyle. I discovered Dave B, like, last year, and Kyle, I discovered around the same time that... what's his name? Damn it. Logic's first album, Soul Food, came out. It's funny. I've been listening to them, and then the cover for the Double XL cover for Freshman, the Freshman Class just came out, and both of them are on the cover. You don't know anybody on the cover? I barely. I recognize Kyle, Dave B. What's that kid's name? I can't pronounce his name, save my life. It's like Triple X something. He's got like a patch of blonde dress. He's a freaking psycho because he beat the hell out of his pregnant girlfriend. Like, you know, I try to at least know who some of the kids are. I recognize a few faces.
I thought I knew who the kids were. And the fact that I'm like early 20s and I didn't know not one person on there, I'm literally old.
Girl, the last time other than this cover, the last time I recognized somebody on the Double XL,
who was Chance on the last was on the, who was on the last Double XL cover?
Probably Yachty, Uzi Vert.
See, I thought them was the kids who was supposed to be on it this time.
No, they were from last year.
Oh my god, I didn't know not one person. And this, you know what? I'm going to stop myself right there because that was going to go into a whole nother rant. And I'm not going to do
girl,
it.
Girl.
I'm not going to do it, Gabby.
Somebody's article said who these people on the front of the cover.
Because I but yeah. know. Well, I'm going to just say this and I'm going to move on. And I'm not going to get into it. But the reason why we don't know who these people are is because Beyonce said it best. They're making these quick little singles, make this quick little money, and nobody listens to a body of work anymore. And out of this is why we don't know who these people are, because they're not branding. And if they are branding, it's a 2-second brand, and it's Instagram brand. We have she Instagram was real branding. Right. This is
they
why
were
we
real
don't know who
mad,
these people
but she was
are.
Real right. So I'm looking at the cover. I forgot to mention Cap. Okay, so Cap G is this Mexican rapper. He made me sick. Cap G is on the cover. I recognized him. And then PNB Rock. You know who PNB Rock is. You've at least heard his voice.
Give me a song. Shit. See, you don't even know.
I hear it in my.
Who is
no,
it?
I hear the song in my head, but I can't artist? Think. I'm a smooth young nigga, my jealous and something. He had a song with Fetty Wap last year. Making them all jealous. You've heard PNB Rock, anyway. A bunch of children. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so what's your Kendricks?
Okay, other than so Sizzle? The first one I'll say is Jhené Aiko. She dropped a new single. And when I tell y'all that song was on repeat for 3 days, it is one of the most beautiful songs that I've heard in a long time. Like, it's probably the most beautiful song I've heard since Die With You. And that says a lot.
Oh my God.
I feel very strongly about this song. It is so, so beautiful. It's such a beautiful song. I've never really been a Jhené Aiko fan. And that's because I think when she first came out, everyone like hopped on her like way too strong, and like played her out. But this last album, 2088, that she did with Big Sean, a lot of people didn't like it, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. But this While We're Young single that she dropped, it is everything to me. I love it so much. So, if y'all haven't heard it, please go listen to that. The other song that I wanted to bring up, I was going to send it to you, but I wanted to talk about it on the show. So, lately, whenever I've been going out here in Dallas, and I've been going to day parties, or just like, usually like day parties where there's like a DJ, there is this Afrobeat song. And I would hear it. They would always play it every time I would go out. Now I'd hear it. And people would get so hyped to it, but I didn't know the name of it, didn't know how to find it. I had absolutely, like, no idea what the name of the song was. And so this past Sunday, I went out and I heard it again, and I was like, I'm determined to find this song. I'm going to find the name of this song. Because every time it comes on, it just makes me feel so freaking good. So I started going, I went on Apple Music, and I found the name of the song. And the name of the song is called If by Davido.
Davido. Oh, yeah. He's cool.
This song is literally everything to me. Every time it comes on, I said, I wish I was African. I do.
I thought you were about to play it.
Oh.
That's why I got quiet.
Have you heard it?
I don't know.
I'm going to send it to you.
It's funny. I was listening to him the other day on my way to work, but I don't recall. Or maybe I did. Is it a slow song?
No. Here, I'll play part of it.
Oh, yeah. I listened to this the other day. I just didn't know the name. It makes me want to do the little African dance they do with their legs. I still haven't gotten that down pat.
Yo, when I tell you I wish I knew where I was from, exactly in Africa, so I could rep it hard, that song is literally my everything. Like, it's going on all my summer playlists. I love it so much. So then I was listening to some Afrobeat. I found like an Afrobeat playlist on Apple Music, and I was going through it, and like, I'm like down with the music. I'm here for it.
Oh, do you listen to Yemi Holiday?
Girl, I just got into it. I don't know people's names yet.
Look up Yemi Holiday. If you type in, well, this song came out like last year, but it's a song called Johnny. If you type in Johnny, Yemi might pop up. She's pretty dope.
But yeah, those are the people.
Listen, we need to take these ancestries or
girl,
whatever.
Girl, as soon as I take my ancestry.com,
so get our flags and be set ripping.
Girl, the day that I take my test and I get my results, it's over for you hoes.
Girl, don't let mine say I come from Nigeria. You know how Jamaicans be with their flags.
Don't let me. I really want to know where I'm from. I really, really, really want to know.
I do too. But let's not have that conversation because it made me sad the other day.
I know. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to this week. So.
Well, while we're on the music segment, mm-hmm. I have a slight read. This is not my kindred.
No. Yes.
Kindred with love.
Yes.
But I have a slight read on my spirit. So, yesterday, an article came out. I can't remember which publication released it, but an article came out with a quote from a young lady by the name of Tinashe. And the quote said, I can't remember verbatim, but essentially, she was quoted saying that Black people don't really rock with her music, and we are part of the reason why her career has not been so successful. So, let me preface my read, my harsh or maybe not so kind of friendly words by saying that I was and may even still be partially rooting for you because I don't believe in canceling people the first time they piss me off. I probably should, but I digress. I have been one of the quote unquote Black people who don't support you that have actually been out here trying to get people to listen to your mixtapes. Blackwater is fire. Amethyst is fire. This last project, I can't remember off the top of my head, was fire too. But all of your mainstream music does indeed suck. But what you're not going to do is blame us and say that another reason why you haven't been so successful, excuse me, is because, my dear, we're color struck. You are as light comes. You are light bright. If light bright was in the dictionary, a picture of you would pop up. You are beyond yellow bone. White. You are pale, pasty, with probably 3A curls. Throw a little dash of water on it and it curls and waves up. Like, how dare you sit up here and say that the reason why your career has not gone in the path that you would like to see going is because of black people. Because black people don't support. First of all, if we really want to get down to brass tacks, if we want to look at like reporting, black people don't buy albums like white people do. That's unfortunate, but most of the time, most of your money is going in terms of like album sales and tickets, concert ticket sales. That comes from people of other races. It does not necessarily come from us, but we're not the reason why you're not being successful. The reason why you're not being successful is because you want to be mainstream so bad. You're forcing yourself out of the lane that you're supposed to be in because, like I said, Amethyst is fire. Your mixtapes are very good. Your mixtape persona and your mainstream persona do not match up. Your mainstream persona is so forced and so fake that people can see straight through it. Nobody wants to hear that bullshit.
Nobody
wants to hear it. But for you to open up your black ass mouth and sit up here and say that our people, your people as a whole, are the reason why you're not successful. I honestly can't fault any black person that cancels you for that. I'm not going to cancel you. I'm going to put your ass on pause. But, bitch, how dare you? Of all things for you to pull the color card? Do you know how divided? Sorry, that just pissed me off. Do you know how divided our people are and have been for so long because for something as simple as light and dark or texture of hair? And you got the nerve to come up here and be like, well, nobody likes my music because I'm yellow and my hair is wavy and it's just so hard being light-skinned. Bitch, they put you at the forefront. We've just gotten to the point where chocolate girls are being celebrated. We have just gotten to the point where a 4B queen is even recognized. And you're going to sit up here and moan and groan about light skin problems. And that's no shade to light skin girls, because I know that there are tons of y'all who are just as equally outraged by this bullshit. It's bullshit. Quit doing songs with Britney Spears. When was the last time Britney Spears had a hit? Since Demi Moore. Britney don't have vocals. If you have vocals, get with a vocalist. Don't get with Britney Spears. You want to be so mainstream and like I don't even want to say white people, because white people ain't even fucking with you like that. But you know what? Her feelings probably hurt because we dragged her for the last award show when she had on that black dress. And it was all types of wrong on her. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Or for how all of her promo release has all been all types of wrong and tacky. Or how to even allow her to hop on a Britney Spears song. And Britney Spears don't even know your name.
So, you know, today, so I'm going to get into this because Gabby already knows how I feel. To me, Tinashe is canceled. Never saw it for her. I definitely now never will. You remember that movie that we used to talk about, you used to hate, but it was a cute movie, Beyond the Lights?
I hate it, but yeah.
Tinashe is her before her transformation. When I see Tinashe, that's what I think of. I think of that character in that movie who was like overly sexed. Her team didn't know what she was doing. She was outside of her comfort zone. She was out of her lane. Like, to me, when I see Tinashe out, when I look at her, I'm looking at her like, you're uncomfortable. Your team is running everything. You have no say. Like, I don't look at you like this is your passion. You're doing something that you want to do. You're out here killing it. Like, even back then, I'm sure when Rihanna put out Ponder Replay, she was unhappy as a motherfucker. Like, I'm pretty sure she was happy in the fact that she was getting her traction and, like, something was going somewhere. But I'm pretty sure she was unhappy as hell that this is what she had to do to get to where she wanted to be. But when we heard Ponder Replay, did we think that? Hell no!
Yes, it is.
We was in the motherfucking... That song comes on today, it still knocks. It still goes in. And I'm pretty sure she hated every second of it. The Rihanna that we know now, we know that she probably hated every second of it. So I'm not saying that it's going to be all like peaches and cream to Nashe, but stop fucking complaining and put in the fucking work. Like, I'm pretty sure there's many artists. I'm pretty sure a lot of artists who now are at the top, they've had moments where they felt like, okay, this isn't working, or I'm so can't believe I'm doing this or what, like whatever, like what have you be. But none of them were out here complaining. And now that you've made this comment, I don't know what she thought that she was going to gain from this. I don't know if she thought that it was either going to A, rally the whites behind her, or B, get the blacks behind her, but she pretty much has alienated the black community. And I feel that Tinashe's trying to run, I feel like people try to compare her to maybe Beyonce, but to me, I feel like Tinashe is trying to run in Rihanna's shoes.
Like, I can see that.
I feel like that's what she's trying to do, or her team is trying to do. I feel like her team is trying to run her the Rihanna path, which I don't think we've really ever seen. Like, we've seen people, it's always been Beyonce. Like, let's just be real. Let's just be 100. People have always tried to, like, do the Beyonce thing. And I think now, maybe her team is like, okay, she'll never be Beyonce, but what's the next best thing? Rihanna. And I feel like her team is trying to make her be the next Rihanna, but it's not working. Whatever, Tinashe, whatever you're doing, it's not working. And pretty much you're finna be the next JoJo because you can't get it together. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, and especially since you made this comment, like, what you coulda did was you coulda, because everyone has literally been saying, people who don't know her, people who don't even listen to her music, or who have maybe heard one or two, three or four maybe tracks from her, have all been saying her team is trash. Everyone knows that her team is trash. So if she doesn't think that it's for her team, what she should have did was ride this last wave, fire your team when the time was done, get it back together, drop another mixtape, drop another, you know, something on SoundCloud here and there until you get the team that you want and come back out strong. But the fact that you're sitting here blaming somebody else and you're pointing the finger, you're canceled. Like, for me, she's canceled. I've never seen it for her because to me, she's always been mediocre. Like, even her mixtape stuff, it's good, but it doesn't blow me away. And maybe it's just my musical taste, but she doesn't blow me away. She doesn't give me what I need whenever I'm at that point where, like, Like, I feel like there's certain music that I go to, and maybe whose lane she might be running in, but I'm not going to choose her over
Fenty?
No, but, like, when I think of her, I don't even think, like, I don't even know what she's doing. I think that's my thing.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what music you want to put out. I don't even know what lane that you're in. And I think that's what a lot of people are feeling. Like, you can switch it up. Like, you can give a switch up and it's fine. But if you're over here in all six lanes of the freeway, I don't know what you're doing. And you don't either.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up until you can figure it out.
Like, you're allowed to be multidimensional.
Oh.
But within the same breath, make sure that everything that you're producing still, like,
cohesive,
matches with your brand. Make sure it's still cohesive and it matches with your brand. You can't be doing Like, I can't even remember the name of this last song that came out. Like, you can't be doing stuff like that. And then she has a song called Ghetto Boy that I really like. Like, you can't, they're two different sounds, but it's not cohesive. It doesn't sound, like, I had to go back to SZA's album. The Weeknd does not sound like Ordinary Girl. They're two different sized SZA. Or, like, if you want to compare The Weeknd to Prom, Prom might be a better example. Two different sides of SZA sounds like one whole body of work. Sounds like it would come from the exact same person.
Yep.
And, like, we're not getting that from Tinashe. But for you to blame the community, and you know we're unforgiving.
You know the black, you know the black community will blackball you quick. Out, off with their head. Off with her head.
You're messing around.
And I feel like that's what she's done. You're
gonna mess around and be looking like Stacey Dash. Remember, when you turn your back on us, you age like milk laying out in the sun. So.
Girl, she, to me, she's canceled. Unless she, like, does, like, an amazing rebranding. But the last person I feel like who has done a rebranding who's been, like, really successful, black-wise, a black person. Because technically... Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to bring her up because you're going to be disgusted. But the last person I feel like... That Taylor girl.
Almost. Like, I just felt...
rebranded.
My skin could have peeled off. How dare you say her name? I can't stand it.
That... I don't like her either, but, like, when I think of rebranding, I think of her. Because when she came out, she was country. Like, say what you want about me now, but, like, back then, when Taylor Swift first came out, I had one of her country albums. I did. I'm North Carolina girl.
Oh, I loved her, too.
But she rebranded to a pop girl. And when I think back, too, I think that, like, you know, when Rihanna came out, she was very cookie cutter, like, what a quote-unquote pop star should be. And then she completely rebranded when Good Girl Gone Bad came out. And I think that was the last real successful rebranding in our community. And I feel like that's what... I don't even know what she's trying to do. And I think that's my issue. If you don't know what you're trying to do, we don't know what you're trying to do either. So how can we get on board? How?
My issue is don't come over here trying to separate and divide. We already got enough bullshit going on. Do not come over here blaming us and trying to separate and divide and being like, well, people just don't like me because I'm mixed. It is 2017. Nobody cares. That half of the whole damn population is mixed. We really don't care.
We don't.
We're still going to identify you as black anyway. We mm-hmm. don't care. Mm-hmm. She wanted to holler about something because her album sales suck.
She can go.
Go on.
She can go. That's part of
it. I'm not going to say she can go. I'm just real disappointed.
She when I can read go. It, I was like, hang it up. Pack it up. Get your bags. You can exit stage left. That gif of New York whenever they were all lining up and she goes.
Bye, pumpkin.
Bye, pumpkin. Bye. She can go for me. But anyways.
So I had to get that musical rant off my spirit. Tinashe, do better. Don't come for black people. Especially, just don't for black people. I'm going to save my other comment, but so disappointed. And for us, this shit is
for us. What is our FUBU of the week?
So, I was surfing the internet the other day, and I stumbled upon this really cute toy box. So, the company's called the Brown Toy Box. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, they all come with one doll. They come with a decorative item and, like, two different puzzles. It's a monthly subscription box, and they try to... whenever they're picking out the dolls, you can kind of tell them, if your daughter is, like, light-skinned, I want my daughter's doll to be light-skinned. Or mm-hmm. If your daughter is dark-skinned and has an afro, the little girls can come with afros. They have toys for little boys as well that reflect black and brown boys. So I thought it was really, really cute, cool and really, really cute. Something for, like, kids to... get excited about. I remember being like a little kid and for some weird reason wishing I had something to come in the mail for me. So I thought it would be kind of dope. I don't have any small kids at that age that I could really send a month subscription to. But I thought it would be really cool for parents who are kind of interested in that thing. It's been a long time since I've really had to shop for kids' toys like that. Mm-hmm. But the last time I went down a toy aisle, I did notice that the toy aisles were very limited in having dolls of different ethnicity. I'm definitely someone who doesn't have an issue with, like, a black girl playing with a white Barbie doll. I don't really mm-hmm. care about that. But, if I had a daughter, I would want her to have white dolls. I would want her to have brown dolls. I'd want her to have Asian dolls. I'd want her to play with every doll. I think it's kind of dope that this lady is out here trying to create her own lane for kids and trying to provide them with toys that are a reflection of themselves. So again, the company's called The Brown Box. It's a monthly subscription. We're going to include the link for it down below so you guys can check it out if you got any kids. I think it's definitely worth giving as a gift to someone, whether it's for your kid or we're at that age where we're all aunts and godmothers and things like that. We'll include the link in the description box. You guys can check that out. Give us some feedback on it. Let us know if you ended up buying something.
That sounds really awesome.
It's adorable. It really is.
Well, what is your kindred with love? What do you have to give the people? Because I know we've gone way over time this week.
Girl, it's past my bedtime. And I'm up at 5 tomorrow. God help. Maybe we've said this before, but I really want for people to be confident in themselves. Just for transparency, I'm a very transparent person. Sometimes I wish I wasn't, but I'm not good at faking things. You're always going to know where you stand with me. If I fuck with you, I do. If I don't, you know that too. I don't sugarcoat myself with people. I'm very gentle with the people I love, but I don't sugarcoat myself. And I've noticed as I'm getting older that people are attracted to that, those aspects of myself, until it relates to something pertaining to them. Mm. I'm a lot of fun. People, for some reason, find me funny. I don't really know why. Most of the time, I'm being serious, but people always find me funny. And I've always felt like people have been attracted to that until I say something that they don't like. And then they want to tell me I need to dial it back in. Mm-hmm. Or I need to change my tone. Or I need to change X, Y, and Z about myself. I'm a very open person. So I always, I have to, at some point, even if I disagree with what a person's saying to me, I have to check back in with myself to say, hey, listen to what they're saying, because it could be something to help you. Because I don't have it all. I'm the first person to say, I don't know shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at all. So I try to check back in to make sure that I'm not missing the important message because somebody's telling me something that maybe I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But I'm getting at the age where I'm realizing that it's not that you're missing the important message. It's that people don't like what you're saying when it pertains to them. And for that reason, they're going to try and ask you to dim your light.
Yep.
And when I say light, I don't necessarily mean I feel I'm better than anybody. I can't possibly think I'm better than anybody when I don't know what I'm doing. But people really will try to have you to reel it back in. I've had people to tell me to not be as aggressive. And I don't even think I'm like a super aggressive person. I'm real chill. But when I'm passionate about something or when I have an opinion about something, you're going to know how I feel about it. You're going to always know where I stand. So, and I may be the only person going through this right now, honestly. Probably am. Probably saying it more for myself than anybody else. But if you are indeed going through something like that, just continue to be yourself. The people that are going to get it will get it and appreciate it. The past few weeks have felt like I've had to explain why I'm really not a mean person or what I really meant by something. And one, that shit is whack. And two, it's tired. And three, if people don't get it, they're not going to get it. And it's okay.
It's true.
If I know I'm not being malicious, then that's all that really matters. I guess I'm saying all that to say that you really don't have anything to prove to anybody when it comes to who you are as a person. People not going to get it. People not going to like it. The same people that come be like, I think you're dope because you said you really spoke your mind. You told that person how you really felt about the situation. Yeah. I really rock with that. They'll say that one week, and then when it's something that they're passionate about, they'll come back and be like, well, you didn't have to say it like that. You need to work on your delivery. You need to work on this. Maybe you need to change your words. No, you don't have to change shit about yourself if you're not hurting anybody.
Yep.
Now, with that being said, don't be closed-minded. When people who have been on the face of this earth a little bit longer than you come to you and they're trying to come to you, give you sound advice, listen. Because I try to learn something from everybody. I'm trying to grow from everybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like you'll know when somebody is trying to give you some real knowledge and trying to help you grow, and when somebody just wants you to get somewhere and sit down and shut up. It's those two don't even feel the same. So say what you got to say. Say it with your whole ass.
Say it with your chest.
What you got?
I gotta come up with something. I feel like my head is all over the place.
Truth is, I'm tired.
Honey! Woo! I'm gonna just keep it light.
I feel like I got on a soapbox. All sorry.
Summer 17 is upon us. And I just want y'all to have fun. This summer, I want y'all to go where you want to go, do what you want to do. Fuck niggas, get money this summer.
Jody is drunk, y'all. The way you rolled your head around, baby girl. You're laid out.
I just want y'all to be happy. I really do. However you gotta find your happiness, find it, girl. Find it!
Have a good time finding it,
too. Have a good time. It's the summer. Like, come on, y'all. It's the summer. Let's just have a good time.
Earlier this week, a nigga was working my nerves, and I stopped. And it's not a nigga that I'm dating, because I'm not dating anybody, but I thought about you and what you said about it being too hot. It's too hot to be stressed out about niggas.
It's too damn hot to be stressed out over any nigga. It's too hot, y'all. Yeah. It is way too freaking hot. It's too much. I just want y'all to have a good summer. Be safe, but
get you some condoms. Be prepared.
Do not do this. Sorry. Right now.
I really want to watch that movie like right now, but I need to go to bed. Oh, but yeah, it's the summer. Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Pack deodorant.
Pack it.
Ladies with big titties, please pack your deodorant, pack your baby wipes, your powder. This is coming from one big titty girl to the next.
Pack it.
It's hot. It's Don't get caught dirty. Anyway, where can they find us, Jody? It's time for me to go to bed. You know I'm old.
They can find us on... They can email us at thekindredspiritspod@gmail.com. And they can find us at thekindredspod on Twitter.
We're out in these Twitter streets. Oh my God, Jody. It's time for Jody to go to bed. And she's out. Jody's out.
Nah, y'all, I'm here.
You guys, thank you for listening. We love you guys so much. Thank you for all your feedback, for anybody who listens. We'll be back next week. I'm going to put Jody to bed because she needs to go. So until then, you want to say bye? Okay, she can't even say bye. Bye, y'all.
Don't do me like that.
You could. Girl, you linked over to the third.
Girl. Woo! Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Y'all are some real ones.
We'll holla at y'all next week. Bye.
Bye. Back. Back.
Back. back thing. Back. Back. Back.